The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today we had our annual meeting. It's an opportunity for us to look back at the year that has been and look forward at the year that is coming. You have four new vestry members, I guess three new vestry, one member who has agreed to continue. He was completing a term for someone who was unable to do that. And when I think about 2018, I was writing about all that was accomplished, and I realized that if we'd only done the capital campaign, that would have been an amazing amount of work by this congregation. Or if we'd only done all the other things that we had been about in 2018, that would have been an amazing amount of work. But we did both. We saw an amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit as people with different gifts came together and used those gifts to build up the body, to bring God's dream and hopes alive in this community and beyond this community. And then the question is sort of, as we mark our 50th anniversary as a combined congregation of All Saints Concord and St. James Kannapolis, what's next? I think about the folks who 50 years ago voted to bring these two smaller congregations together for a unified witness in Cabarrus County, and all that's been accomplished. Six different organizations that were started by this congregation or in partnership with others. Two elder housing projects for low-income elders. The list kind of just keeps on going on, and I think, what next? And I'd like to suggest that Jesus is in that place today. Jesus had a powerful experience as the Spirit of God descended upon him in baptism. And that same Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. And I'm not going to preach that sermon because that's the first Sunday in Lent. You can stay tuned. But suffice it to say, in trying to answer the question of what should I be about, it was mostly an answer in the negative. This is not what I should be about. This does not represent how God wants me to use this power. And so what does he do? He does what the people of God have always done when faced with a new challenge, when faced with circumstances that don't fit, when asking the question, what next? They go back to Scripture. They go back to what God has done. They search and pray and reflect and wait for the Spirit to open in this new circumstances. And what Jesus finds is that God has a mission of liberation. God has a mission of liberation. And that mission is executed for the people of God and by the people of God. We're going to hold on to that. For the people of God and by the people of God. And so when he comes into the synagogue in Nazareth, he's come home. This is hometown boy made good. They are expecting to see. But there are also folks who remember, yeah, he was a toddler, and I remember what he did when he was 9 years old, and oh, yeah, that was an incident when he was 12. And so they're all waiting. And Jesus goes off script, okay? He's supposed to read a particular passage, and he rolls the scroll a little more, and he reads this passage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Jesus lays claim to that mission of God that is seen in the arc of Scripture. And then he says something pretty amazing. He says, today this Scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And when I study that passage, I kind of blow past that today. But when I hear it, and that's why we proclaim, we could pass all this stuff out, we could all just sit and read it. The reason why we have Scripture read in church is because you hear it differently. You hear things you didn't hear before. Whenever I hear this passage read, I hear that today. And that today is not just today 2,000 years ago. That today is today right now. Today, right now, this is being fulfilled. This will be fulfilled. This will keep being fulfilled, and it will keep on needing to be fulfilled. That those who are poor materially or spiritually have an experience of the abundance of God. That those who find themselves captive, and there's two ways that was used, captive to sin and captive to debt they couldn't pay. But those who find themselves captive will be set free. They will be released by forgiveness. That those who no longer can see, who've become blind to what's right in front of them, will have their eyes opened to see the needs before them, to see the people before them, to see the structures of injustice, to see the corruption. They will have their eyes opened. Today, my friends, God is pouring out his Spirit upon all of us for each of those blessings. Those who are impoverished, those who are impaired, those who are imprisoned, in the power of the Spirit find their lives enriched and enabled and set free. And they have and are charged to be about that work. Those who have experienced abundance are called to be people of abundance, who share that abundance. Those who have been forgiven are called to be people of forgiveness. Those who have had their eyes opened are called to open the eyes of others. Jesus' work is the work of the church. Jesus' work becomes the work of the body of Christ, the church, that has many members that Paul talks about with the many different gifts. And that is our privilege and also the exciting opportunity that we have, because each of us has had experiences of the transcendent. You might not name it in the ways that other people can understand. It might have been, as one friend shared, when they were hiking the Appalachian Trail and a sudden thunderstorm came up and trees were falling and lightning was crashing and there was a cave and there was shelter. And he knew he was safe. For me, it happened when I was 16 and again when my son was born. I had one parishioner talk about how they were carried through the death of their 3-year-old child. These experiences of the transcendent, of the holy, that make you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are not alone and you are loved. The question then becomes, how do you translate that promise into practice? How does what that experience manifest itself, be made real, continue into daily living? It's the challenge that everyone faces when they have that experience, and then the next day, the worries, the pressures, the bills, all of that come forward. And what God is saying in Jesus and in this passage is that, yes, we have been set free. Yes, we have had an abundance poured out. Yes, our eyes have been opened. All of that was done for us. We've been given gifts and talents and abilities and hands and feet and minds and bodies, and we didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it. It comes from beyond. And when we engage in activities that are beyond ourselves, well, something starts to happen, that we have an innate desire to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And when we do what we're good at, when we do it, when we engage it, things change. Something happens that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't been about it. People's lives change because we have used our gifts. And that brings joy. And that in itself is an experience of the transcendent that moves us back into practice. It's a circle that kind of plays in and off. Sometimes we're led by the experience into the work, and sometimes we're led by the work into the experience. And yet, always, always, we are being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Where are the next 50 years going to take us? I don't know. I'm not sure that Jesus had a clear idea of what was going to happen after he got started. He had some outlines, but Luke is very pointed in telling us he grew in wisdom and stature. He tells it twice. He grew in wisdom and stature. But we know when the Spirit gets set free, when the Spirit starts to move, that things happen. It's going to be a wonderful time. And God has plans for each and every one of you because the Spirit was poured out upon you at your baptism. And that Spirit will never leave. You can walk away and God's walking right behind. That's why they talk about repentance as turning around. Where's God? Where's God? Right here. I'm going to invite you to do something that I hope will remind you, will make real for you this idea of being anointed. I'm going to invite you to stand up. And we have oil. This is oil of chrism. It is the oil that was used at baptism. I'm going to invite you to sign your neighbor and say to them, "The Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to bring good news to the poor." Oil doesn't take a lot. Just dip. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to bring good news to the poor. We can take some up to the choir. Thank you. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to bring good news to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed you to bring good news to the poor. I have been. Today, this has been fulfilled in your hearing.